Well, chances are, if you're a farmer, it's because your dad or your grandpa were both farmers. And it's likely that you may also have sons or daughters or even grandsons or granddaughters who farm with you and may one day want to take over the family farm. Joining us here today on Michigan Ag Today is Annette Wells. She's Executive Director for Community Mediation Services, which is based in Gaylord, Michigan. She's also President of the Michigan Community Mediation Association. And today we're talking about the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, which is a part of that. First of all, Annette, when it comes to handing off the day-to-day farm operations from one generation to the next, it's always good to have a succession plan in place, one that's certainly written down and in contract form. Certainly in case of an unexpected health issue, an accident, or something that may just pop up that can make that transition more challenging if you don't have one otherwise in place.
Absolutely. So with mediation, CJ, this is truly an opportunity for the family to utilize mediation to help the family, the key players that are operating the farm, have a healthy conversation to see what tomorrow looks like. And they want to have that conversation. They know what's most important to the farm. What are the expectations? Oftentimes, these are multi-generation farms, and so it's everything from the outbuildings to their cattle, to the process, to the integrity of that farm, and ultimately the product they have. And so these conversations in mediation are confidential. A mediator is there just to help them keep it moving forward, to ensure that they each have a voice, and ultimately drawing up that plan of what tomorrow could look like for them.
Annette, many times we hear, not just in farming, but in any family-owned business, where grandpa or dad have said they're handing over the ownership and management of the business to their children or grandchildren, but they may decide at the last minute to back away from that agreement, or they stay on board and continue to make those quote-unquote executive decisions as if they're still the ones in charge, and that can certainly create a huge conflict for everyone involved.
It absolutely does, and I think, you know, you have so much invested in this. This has been their life, their livelihood, and so they're very passionate about how it should be done and when it needs to be done, and they have the experience behind them, and then yet you have a new generation, and maybe it's technology that they're using, it's new tools, it's something new that's come out, and sometimes those conversations are difficult to be had. Right? We all have that challenge of different perspectives and different views. And so how do we find that balance to be able to honor and respect both the past, the history, and also the new possibilities for that farm? And yet they can be difficult conversations, and there needs to be some understanding and maybe some information exchanged, and sometimes taking a little bit of the sting out of what might be said. A mediator will neutralize maybe some things that are said and keep it on focus of, well, I'm hearing you say that you'd like to use this new service instead of how it's been done in the past. Can you tell me more what that would look like? Can you explain to me how that would look? And maybe I'm hearing Dad say he's got some concerns that that might not be the healthiest way to go, or that may take too long for this season. And so those types of conversations are very real today of how do we get this done? And maybe in the past, it could all be done within the farm. But maybe in the future, we do need to hire somebody to do X or somebody to do some piece of it. And that's okay, but it's very different today than it was maybe 50 years ago. And I might not have five siblings that want to stay in town or even five siblings at all to help me today. And so maybe it's my cousin that's going to come in and help with accounting. And maybe my wife said she would do the farm grants and take care of the loans, but I'm going to run the day-to-day operations. And so where Grandpa was Superman and had all of those capes, and he could do it all today moving forward, we're going to share that responsibility a little bit differently. But that can be scary, right? And so we really want to consider, what does that look like? And a mediator is going to help the parties talk through those differences and give some real life examples of what would that look like? How would that work? Could we try it for one season? Could we try it for two seasons? And then we could come back and talk about it in the future. I think it's really important that as these farms, this is their whole world. This means everything to them. So understanding that if you're going to build a plan for tomorrow, let's build it while we are all actively involved. So if there is something new to try, that we can try it out and come back and check it in and see how it goes. This is all right. It's a confidential conversation where we really can explore tomorrow and how would that look.
Annette, you make a great point, because especially having those conversations, the sooner the better, because even if, let's say, dad is 50 and the son or daughter is 25, and, well, 25 years from now, I'll, you know, 20 years from now, I'll hand the farm over to you, son, or I'll hand the farm over to you, daughter. But nothing is guaranteed, because I mentioned earlier, unexpected health issues, accidents, something could pop up that could... If you don't otherwise have that agreement in place, it's almost like not having a will and you pass away. It just makes things more challenging. The sooner the better to have these conversations, Annette.
Absolutely. We want to have them sooner, and you want to have them before there's an issue, and you want to have that safeguarded. This is so incredibly important to these families. And so maybe I can't take on the farm for my dad, but maybe my grandkids can. And so how do I protect that farm? How do I ensure that that legacy can continue? And also provide some flexibility so that the next generation can continue this farm, even though it may look a little bit different. What are those parameters that you would like us to respect and to stay in as we move forward? And so the sooner you can have those conversations, the sooner you can open those doors. It doesn't always happen in one meeting in an hour and a half, but you need a safe place to have a healthy conversation. They don't want it on the front page of the Herald Times. We just want a family conversation about this. And I want to do that about the farm. I don't want to do that while we're having Thanksgiving dinner. I want to have a separate time so that we can have a real open, honest conversation of what this farm could look like in the future.
Annette, how can families get a hold of you and your team, not just with Community Mediation Services in Gaylord, but how can they get a hold of someone in their backyard through the Michigan Community Mediation Association to schedule a meeting to discuss a succession plan?
Thank you for asking. So first and foremost, it's free. Any farm issue that's going on in Michigan, mediation is offered free to those families. They can go to our website at michiganmediates.org, and there is a spot where they can request mediation. They can also learn more about mediation. You can also call our office, and our phone number is 1-800-616-7863, and we'll connect you to a local mediation office right here in your neighborhood to help you out and get you started and resolve the issues, plan for tomorrow in a healthy way. So mediation offices across the state offer all kinds of resources. So you may be a farmer, but you also might have a landlord-tenant lease going on. You may have a divorce issue that you're facing. something else that's going on in your life, and know that mediation centers across the state offer services in all areas of conflict and can offer you support and tools to schedule a mediation, to have that healthy conversation so you can spend more time and focus on the important things in your life, not the conflict, not the issues.
Once again, Annette Wells, Executive Director for Community Mediation Services in Gaylord. She's also president of the Michigan Community Mediation Association. And Annette, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us here today on Michigan Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, CJ. We really appreciate the opportunity to share with you all today. Have a wonderful day.